Okay, so my name is Nicola Warren. The time is 2:01 p.m. on Tuesday, July 11th. Okay, so some evil, hateful, rapist, pervert, some human that should probably go to hell or go to jail. If they're still living, they should go to jail. And if they aren't living anymore, they're going to go to hell. So I woke up this morning to some disgusting, evil, pervert monster trying to digi fuck me in my rectum. And then I slept through most of it, but it's kind of like when I woke up, I could feel it happening. And it was like, I've had this biotech in my body for 8 years. I've literally tried to. My intentions is not to kill myself. My intentions is to stop whoever keeps trying to digitally rape me with the biotech to not be affected by it. So I've been trying to figure out a way to deactivate certain parts of this biotech, especially when it comes to my private parts, because I feel like it's rape. It's against my will. It's without my consent. I don't want to hate myself, but I hate what someone is doing to me. It's not voluntary, it's involuntary. And it reminds me of like Indian wars, the art of war, one of the things they do is they rape the women and they, demoralize them. They try to make them feel like they're nothing, and then they kill them. So someone tries to use the biotech in that same faction. And I already know that it's like the art of war. It's like I feel like in many ways whoever did this to me is regrets it now because of how powerful the biotech is and all the things that it can do. And they always use black people to test things, and then once they tested like the HeLa cells, they made a lot of money off of Henrietta Lacks's cells. They call HeLa cells. They used her to produce them, and they didn't treat her with any kind of worth or dignity. And then they profited off of her cells that were produced from her body. It's the same thing with this biotech. They used my body in 2015 to test it, not really sure of where it would go, how far the capabilities it would reach, or even how it would work inside of a human and how that human would respond to it and how it would affect the human both physically, emotionally, and how it affects the human in the environment with it inside their body interacting, inside the environment both socially, intellectually, mentally, and physically. So it's they use me to learn a lot about this biotech, and they didn't realize the chain reaction of elements, like when my skin would touch certain elements, what it would do, that it would actually have a visible, both in sight and sound reaction to certain elements on a periodic table. Like I spark things because I'm radioactive, I can, cause basically a chain reactions of events with the biotech in my body. They didn't know all of that back in 2015. They know it now. And the person that hurts me, I really think that they're jealous. I do. I feel like they're jealous, and they try to disempower me or make me feel disempowered. Because that's like when you think about men that rape women, a lot of times they're jealous of that woman. They want their, it's like a way to kind of like take away their power or to make them feel powerless or try to disempower them. It's a way to mock them and insult them, maybe because of their own insecurities. And that's what it feels like. It feels like they're, whoever's doing this to me wants me to like hate myself and feel bad about myself and try, and they're trying to like gaslight me and get me not to see my own power. I already know how powerful I am, and I know how powerful I am without the biotech in my body, and how even more powerful I am now with the biotech in my body. I know it. I've had it in my body for 8 years. And I know the amount of physical attacks and abuse that I'm getting. It's desperate. Like, it feels like jealousy. It feels like the person, because I feel stalked too, because like this whole morning I've been getting burned. So it's like someone is threatened by what's inside my body and the knowledge, or maybe perhaps the evidence that will be shown by what's inside my body. So they're trying to use all kinds of violent, vile tactics. You know, like, I'm in my room by myself, and from early this morning I was getting digitally raped in my rectum. For like the last past 3 hours I've been getting burned to smithereens, like all at the top of my head, all around my head. I just been ignoring it. And I feel like someone's trying to keep certain things out of reach from me, because what it will do is validate who I am with this biotech and how powerful I am with this biotech. And they don't want people to see that. And so, because what they've done to me is a crime. And because it's a crime and they're covering it up, everything in Washington falls under the letter C. They're trying to keep certain things from me because they don't want to expose what they have done to me. But yet they're benefiting from everything that they learned from me, from my body. So they're utilizing some of the things. Other people are able to utilize many of the aspects of what they learned from my body. It's like HeLa cells. Like, I always go back to the HeLa cells. They used Henrietta Lacks's body to produce HeLa cells. And then they use those HeLa cells in other industries to benefit others to her disadvantage. And then they didn't even give her credit or acknowledge the fact that the HeLa cells were hers. They tried to give credit to a white woman. So I feel like it's the same thing with this attempt to try to distance me from the full capabilities of how this biotech actually works in my body. They use me to find out and discover the full capabilities of how this biotech works. And now that they know, they want to distance me from that knowledge or that evidence, because what it does is it makes me credible. So the goal was to learn from me and my body since 2015, and then use the same things that they learned from me against me to try to discredit me, and then distance me from all the full capabilities of how this biotech works. When I taught, I'm Eve. I taught them. They didn't even know. So it's clear to me, and it does feel like jealousy. It does feel like, you know, someone might say, why would someone be jealous? I say the same thing. I actually say the same thing. Why would you be jealous? I think because I know that there's so many different ways that this biotech works and interacts, and how you can use it. And I know that whoever is doing this to me is a real super duper hater. They're like, they're a fucking jealous hater just by the way I've been getting hurt. The way I've been getting like burned at the top of my head and all down the side of my head. And I've been calm the whole time, because this used to happen to me all the time. From 2015 to 2019, I used to get hurt all the time. And I feel like they even don't want people to know who I was. Like, they trying to act like they made me better. I was already the best. I used to be a teacher. Right before I moved here, I was teaching in public schools. I was already the fucking best. You didn't make me better. I feel like they tried to tear me down and put the biotech in me and try to act like they somehow re-raised or retrained or rebred me. You didn't fucking rebred me. I was already the best. I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I was. I pretty much lived my life like a nun. I took care of my kids. I was a teacher. I did what I was supposed to do. I've lived here since 2014. I haven't even been to a bar. You didn't make me who I was. I grew up in church. I'm a Christian. I went to some of the best colleges. This implant didn't make me who I was. I was already the fucking best. Always. You're not correcting me or re-raising me as an adult. And I feel like there's some misconceptions, or like whoever did this to me didn't really know who I was, or there was some lies told about who I was. And I feel like you try to glitch me up, mess me up, trip me up, and then act like you're correcting me, but you sabotage the environment from the beginning. So I feel like this is how it's always worked. You sabotage my environment from the beginning, and then you try to do with some type of like self-correction of me to make it seem like you're getting me in line. You've never been getting me in line. You wish that I had a drug problem. I've never done drugs in my life. Not even weed. You wish that I had a drinking problem. I drank Sweet Red and Moscato. I don't even drink hard liquor. So it's like, I don't have those habits. You wish that I was a whore, or I would be, or because I don't have a man and I have this implant and hardly no money, that somehow would make me desperate and just accept anybody. I'm not desperate and I'm not accepting anyone. If his name is not Benjamin with an S and he's not green and it's not coming from Allegheny Health Network for what they did to me, then I'm not interested. And that's not even to say that I couldn't fall in love. I feel like of course anyone could fall in love with someone that's worthy of your love. Like if someone comes along that I'm attracted to, that I enjoy being around, that is worthy of my love because they treat me with dignity and decency, then fine. But isolating me and then putting certain people in my environment thinking because I'm by myself or I'm lonely, I'm going to latch on, that doesn't work. I don't operate like that. Like, first I would have to be attracted to you. And as of right now, the only person that I've been attracted to is Elon Musk, the richest man in the world. And he has like 10 kids and has a bunch of beautiful women. I feel like there's some safety in liking someone that seems out of reach. I feel like I think psychologically I feel safe liking something that I know could be impossible, because I feel like I like having my standard that high because I feel like I've been wronged. Something very low and horrible has been done to me, and I just don't, I'm not compromising. I'm not settling. It's like I've, the lowest of the lowest of the worst has been done to me, and it feels like human trafficking in a way. It feels forced. It feels not voluntary. It feels not consensual. It feels everything opposite of what freedom and democracy is, as far as the way that whoever keeps trying to use the biotech on me, that's what they want me to feel. That's the way that they're trying to use it. Except I see past that. I see past the jealousy. I see past the because you've been stealing stuff from me. You've been stealing stuff from me since 2015. You've been putting my words and my experiences in all of your movies. So the theft hurts, but the confirmation of truth doesn't hurt me. So it's kind of like I'm hurt by the theft because I would like to get credit for everything that I've gone through and experienced that you look taken from me as a primary source. A primary source is someone that actually is the subject, that is actually experiencing whatever it is that is being observed. And then the secondary source is the person that is observing the primary source and takes notes and writes and looks at all the details within the conditions that the primary source is in. And then they take all the notes and jot down. It's kind of like, you know, same thing from my manuscript, same thing from when I used to be a science teacher. You know, when you form a hypothesis and you have to test it. right? So this biotech in my body, I feel like before they put it in my body, it started with the hypothesis. What if, you know, we do this, will this happen? But they needed someone like me to test it. They had to put it in my body to see what would happen with it. And then they observe. So I'm primary. They're secondary. They're observing what I'm experiencing based on what they snuck in my body. It's more detailed in my manuscript. Much more detailed. It goes through all the steps, you know. Because I'm recording, I'm kind of like skipping over like 5 or 6 steps. But, you know, along the lines of the scientific method, you know, kind of like that. So, I'm being hurt really bad right now. And the bottom line is, I feel like the people that have done this to me, they want me to only have half of what I need and never what I want. I really feel that way. Like, my kids, I don't really talk a lot about them, but my daughters, they order, you know, they have their little jobs and they order, you know, $500. My daughter's sneakers are like $500. Like, literally, they're like $500. And this has been for years. She's a sneaker. She's one of those sneaker youth. And that's fine. I don't mind it. I feel like, you know, for them having a robot mom, okay, fine. But my thing is, they ask me for everything that they need. And then they get whatever they want. And see, my son is 20. About to be 21. My other daughter is 18, about to be 19. And my last child is 17, about to be 18. They ask me for what they need and so that they can get what they want. And I don't really care, honestly. They worked for it. They worked for it with their money from their job. And that's fine. But what I realized is, me in this situation with this biotech in my body, I'm never able to get what I want, only half of what I need. And that, you know, someone might say, well, that's the role of a mother. And I'm like, actually, yes, I agree. That is the role of a mother. But mind you, my son is 20. My other daughter is 18, about to be 19. And my other daughter is 17. And I have an implant in my body, put in my body by one of the wealthiest networks in Western Pennsylvania. I feel like with them using this biotech on me, I should be able to get what I need and what I want. And I've never been able to get what I want and what I need, only half of what I need. I literally have to decide what bills I'm going to pay every month, and there's never enough money. And I feel like someone deliberately sabotages certain things in my house so that I can never have the money to get anything that I want, because they're trying to keep me out of reach of credibility. So I literally, and I feel like my shopping habits are not a secret. Like, I have these things called wish lists, and I'll like look and say, and I even from my manuscript, there's so many things on my manuscript that will let a person know what page I'm on. I mean, I remember sending a tweet out to Mark Zuckerberg like a few months ago. It was a little bit longer than a few months ago. Even the last recording I did, when I said that the frames that I bought from Amazon, the little clip-ons, how the yellow lens changed my mood, because it made, one time when I was driving to Philly, it was raining and it was foggy, but I had on these yellow clip-on lenses. And what I realized is that it made it look like it was bright and sunny outside, even though it wasn't. And I said that these lenses alters your reality. And then I realized when I went into the, like, I would go into stores and it would be like a little darker in the store, it would make the store look sunny and bright. And I realized that it had changed my mood. I said, I really like wearing these lenses because it makes things look brighter than what they are. And I like the sun. So I talked a lot about, it's kind of scientific, but I talked a lot about quantum physics. And it's a long story. I would have, it's all in my manuscript, but I talked about, you know, because of the biotech in my body, how I'm just sitting here. So like if someone was in the room with me and I'm just sitting here, right, this whole time I've been like on my phone, and if you had a camera on me, you would not see the electrostagmatic waves hit my skin and burning the side of my head and the top of my head. You wouldn't see it. You wouldn't see, you would not see my, like right now while I'm talking, my middle finger is getting buzzed and my index finger is getting buzzed. You wouldn't see that. It's like someone saying fuck you because they want me to shut up about what's inside my body and what I'm feeling. So it's like the audacity of you wanting me to shut up about what I'm feeling inside my body because of biotech that you snuck in my body 8 years ago on U.S. soil as a U.S. citizen who wasn't a criminal or anything. You put something in my body, but you got the nerve to try to use pain by electrostagmatic rays to try to influence my behavior or to try to silence me. Like, when you hurt me, it literally just makes me talk more because I feel like that's that, and you might be black or Asian or Indian or white, but that to me is like that authoritarian complex, that superiority complex, the audacity of you to try to tell me what I can say out of my mouth about my own body and how I feel with the stuff that you're doing to my body illegally. Fuck you. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want because it's not illegal. What you're doing to me is illegal. I'm not doing anything illegal. You're trying to take entitlements that you're not entitled to over my body. And you're trying to take authority and entitlements over what I say out of my mouth about what I feel. Like you must have bumped your head, whoever's doing this to me. You have lost your fucking mind to even think that you even have the right to do that to me. You are, everything that you're doing to me is illegal and unconstitutional. And I have every right to say how I feel about my body. If you don't like it, you don't have to fucking listen. But to try to use pain on me, to try to make me feel like I can't say certain things, or I can't buy certain things or do certain things, to try to cover up what you're doing to me illegally, I'm not buying into that. Like you, to me, you are jealous and you are trying to keep a distance because you, a certain things from me, because you're trying to make sure that I never am credible because you did something to me that was illegal and unconstitutional, and you've tried to take entitlements that you're legally not entitled to. So it's you know, it did sidetrack me from talking about the whole physics thing and the reality thing. But the bottom line is I can be simultaneously amongst others and have a completely different reality, an alternate reality based on not what's being verbally communicated to me, but simply with what I feel. So it's kind of like they coexist at the same time. It's like I could be in a meeting. I remember I used to talk to people, you know, it doesn't matter whether it be, you know, my mom, you know, sitting in the living room, or if I would be at the doctor's, or if I would be, you know, at the school, when certain things happen to my body physically and it targets certain parts of my body and it's undetected, you can't see it. It does alter my reality as far as even how I feel and even how I would think. So I'm processing everything. I'm processing not just with some, when we communicate, we process body language. When we communicate, we process verbal conversation. And now with this biotech, we also process feeling, not just emotional feeling, how we feel emotionally, but physical contact. We process that. So typically physical contact comes with a hug or comes with lovemaking. But now with this biotech, it's physical contact constantly, like someone buzzing my middle fingers or someone doing something to my skin. But someone tries to communicate pain. And like I said, you sent pain to destroy me, and pain taught me. Pain became my friend and your enemy. It ricochets. And that's because I'm God's child. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Fred Hammond. Like, you know, I was God's child before you put it in my body. So you sent pain. You sent the Grim Reaper thinking that it was going to give you submission, control, power. You sent it because you thought you was going to be able to take us back to 1865. You sent it because you were trying to be slick, trying to enslave and human traffic. And you thought that biotech, the use of pain as punishment, the withdrawal of pain as reward, BF skin as operant conditioning, would give you the control, power, domination, submission that you, in compliance, that you were looking for. Same thing Hitler did, you know, except now you try to do it electronically and digitally underneath the skin, you know, trying to keep your personal voodoo doll map of a human body. But it didn't work out well for you. It's not working out well for none of us. Like, I'm resisting and fighting back all the time. You don't have any rights over me except the ones that are in our U.S. law and constitution. This biotech is illegal, so I don't have to submit to it, not even the pain. You trying to monitor and trying to keep certain things from me so that I can't fully access or benefit from everything that you learned from me about this biotech that you're currently now benefiting from, fuck you. You don't have that right. It's kind of like using Henrietta Lacks' cells to, or actually, no, I'm going to use a different example. The was it Mos Def that played that part? Mos Def. I think I did a recording about this a really long time ago. Mos Def played a doctor, and I believe he had I forget the doctor's name, but this is like real history. The surgery that he designed, invented, or the procedure that he successfully came up with was like an open heart transplant surgery, I believe. I think I might be a little bit, I might have to check that. But the bottom line is the operational procedure that he invented that saved lives when it came to heart surgery, he then needed it for himself. And they denied him his own procedure that he came up with. This is like, I'm not making this up. But yeah, we've come so far, right? We've come so far. I think he died. And I might be mixing the stories up. I might be. But I know Mos Def played it. And I'm not sure if at the end he died, though. I think he got an award. So I feel like I might be mixing the two doctors up. But both of them were black. And one had created this open heart surgery transplant procedure. And then he also needed it, and they denied him because he was black. The same procedure that he used to save white people's lives or other people's lives, he then needed it and they denied it, and I think he died. And I'm not sure if it's exactly the one that Mos Def played in. But they're similar stories, though. I think he didn't get the credit. I think the one he played in, he came up with the open heart procedure, but they didn't give him the credit initially. They gave it to someone else. I seen it so long ago, I might be mixing the two up. So you gotta check me on that one. But it's still the same thing. I feel like it's the same thing. You trying to keep me from what you learned from me. You trying to stop me from having what you learned from me because you don't want me to have credibility. But you learned it from me, but you're using it. You put the implant in my body, and now y'all rolling it out and putting it in other people, and you're using the things that you learned from me. And even with my manuscript, because you don't want me to have credibility. That's what this is all about. You know, and then you're trying to play interference by causing all this pain, unnecessary pain, to try to deter me or make me feel powerless or to try to mock me with something that you snuck in my body. And it's just not working because I kind of can see right through it. I can see the fear and the threat that I am now, just by how hard overtime, how hard you work to do all these things to me. You are truly afraid of me and what's inside me that you put there. And you are afraid of all the things that could be found out from it, because you wouldn't have been doing all this stuff to me this morning. Like, this is overkill. And I just see it that way. I just see it like you are needling me for what? All you have to do is tell the truth about what you snuck in my body and pay me restitution in the millions and get me an honest, ethical doctor that cares about my health afterwards. And then we could talk about extracting it if it's possible without me dying. But I would only do that after my bank account is full to the rim for the torture that I've been inflicted with for 8 years. Like, I wouldn't even consider having a surgery at this point for no reason at all. I feel like I might just die with this thing in my body. I don't want to do that, but I feel like I don't trust any doctor that can't tell the truth about the implant. And then after that, I need to be paid for pain and suffering, for being tortured, for having this thing in my body for 8 years. If that doesn't happen, then you don't see me as a human. You don't value my worth. So I'm not letting you cut on me. That's just like, the truth needs to come first, and then second, payment for the years that I've been in this condition and been tortured. And then after that, we can talk about future possibilities of extraction. But I'm not even really worried about that at this point. I know that I might die with this thing in my body. I know that you might not even see me as human. You see me as merchandise. You're hoping I die. You don't value me at all. You've used me. And then you try to abuse me, and you try to keep things from me that could empower me or even make me credible, that will expose the fact that I've been telling the truth the whole time. So it's just been really clear to me what this is about. I mean, I got hurt so bad today. It was like, I got hurt so bad. I didn't even react to it. I'm so, like, there was no reaction except this recording. None. I've been getting burned to smithereens for like 3 hours, like lit up like a fucking chimney. Yesterday, the same thing happened to me. I went into the Dollar General to get a coffee, and I got burned to smithereens, literally, like lighting a pilot on fire. That is just so hateful and so cool. But I've built up this resistance because it's been in my body for 8 years. And even though I feel it, it's like it's kind of like someone lighting you on fire, and then you hurt so bad and you think that you're going to die, and then you realize that you're on fire and you can still talk and you can still walk, and you walk through, and then after a while you keep walking through fire like the Yamabushi priest. Like, that's in my manuscript too, the Yamabushi. They rock, they walk, they rock it, they walk on fire. Would I voluntarily want to walk across fire on my feet? No, I would not. I would not ever sign up for that. But the fact of the matter is, humans can do it. And some people choose to do it. And they're unaffected by it, which means that we have the ability to adapt. Do I think it's right to force that on any human being? Do I think that that's human torture? I do think it's human torture. The problem is, I never had a choice. So it was do or die, bitch. It was that learning curve of do or die, bitch. I didn't have a choice. So I said, has there been anyone historically that has chosen to walk across fire and still live to tell the story? Oh, yes, there is. The Yamabushi. They do it all the time. Historically, they choose to walk across fire, and they come out on the other end still alive. That's what you did to me with this biotech. That's what you've been doing to me all morning. You've been trying to light me up on fire. You're trying to make me feel disempowered and make me feel powerless, and you're trying to mock me with it, and I don't. It's kind of like you sent pain to destroy me, and pain taught me, and now it's going to ricochet. And how does it ricochet? Me telling the truth, just telling the truth, letting the world know this is what's coming, and this is how they're choosing to use biotech, and to make sure that you can't use it this way. You're going to try to roll back the clock with biotech. You're going to try to create a confederacy with it. And those that do will be punished. Those that do will be destroyed, I think. I feel like they just have to know that I'm telling the truth. Am I saying that the biotech is going anywhere? No, I'm not saying the biotech is going anywhere. I designed the dragon. It's like that song I play, the Transformers song, right? I play it all the time. Arrival to Earth. It's here. I'm Eve. But the way it's used does matter. Who uses it and has access to it does matter. Does it align with democratic and principles? Does it align with freedom? Is it being used to help or to hurt? Is it being used to uplift or oppress? Is it being used to make things better, or is it being used to take away women's rights or women's body rights? So it's kind of like anything that you make or design, you have to make a decision as to how it will be used, right? And who will use it, right? And so I'm at that point now. I'm 8 years later. Y'all have joined me at the table late. And now you're trying to dismiss me from the table that I created, right? So it's just... like, I literally feel that way. Like, you snuck it in my body trying to will the mind backwards. Trying to be sneaky and slick with it. Trying to do things that don't align with a democracy or freedom at all. And now you've taken all the things that I've talked about in my recordings, all the things that I've talked about in my manuscript. I've been recording since 2015. And now we're gonna dismiss the black lady from the table that we use to test this biotech boy. And we're gonna take over now. We're taking over. And I'm not even saying, like, I really, the one thing I appreciate and respect is brilliance. And I know that there are so many brilliant people in the world. I love brilliance. I love it. I love it. I see it in the movies and the scripts and the writings. I hear it when I listen to the hearings and I hear people's ideas. I love brilliance. I feel like you don't know everything. I don't know everything. I hope someone, like how that song, Jesus Takes the Wheel, please take the wheel. Please lead us and guide us in the direction of freedom and democracy. Please, please. Like, I'm hoping that even when it comes to making sure that this doesn't take us back to 1865, I always feel like some black people might say I'm too gullible, or, you know, girl, you don't realize. I realize, but if you realize more, please take the wheel, you know, because you can't be really nice about this, because I do believe that some people will try to use it that way. Some people will try to use it to take away women's rights. Some people will try to use it, if they can get away with it, to take us back to Jim Crow or slavery or digital Jim Crow. And you see, some things you just can't negotiate on. You can't be nice about it. And I feel like I'm too nice. That's why I said I'm one of your nicer black people. I'm like, I'm too nice. And you can't be nice about how you use this biotech. You have to be fucking absolute. But first you have to know how they're using it. First you have to know the capabilities of it. And the fact that this is what's actually happening right now. It's not right. So that's why I do the recordings. I've been in a whole lot of pain this morning, but I'm always proud of myself when I can ignore it. Like, and I always say I'm ignoring it, but am I ignoring it? Right? I always say that I'm ignoring it, but am I ignoring it? Because even though I said it without a problem today, I had a hard time saying authoritarian. I had a hard time saying that. That scared the shit out of me. Authoritarian is so. But I feel like I was trying to add that ism on the end, authoritarianism. But look how easily I'm saying it right now. Authoritarianism. That, when I listened to that, I was like, you're ignoring it, but is your body really ignoring it? You know, like, you can say you're ignoring it, but it's coming out in other ways that it's breaking you down, you know. And the thing is, I've been hurt a lot today, but I can say authoritarianism without a problem. So I don't know what was happening the other day. I wasn't even drinking. I wasn't. I mean, I did have Moscato, Moscato, but I haven't, that's all I drink. It's like, I haven't even had sweet red. I had Moscato, right? And I don't even think, I think I had it at night. So I'm like, and I don't do drugs or anything else, but I was getting hurt by the implant too. I said earlier in my recording that I had gotten hurt, burned on the side of my head, but I've been getting burned all day today, like severely burned, and I'm not having a problem articulating my words at all. So I really don't know at this point. I don't know. All I know is me not being able to say such an easy word and having a tongue twister on a word that I know. And I do have a master's degree in elementary education. I do have a bachelor's in business administration. I'm not really sure what was going on. It did scare me though. It scared me listening to it. Because I was like, you're not controlling that. Like, and that's the thing. It's like, you always want to be able to control yourself or what you produce or what you say or what you do. And it was completely out of my control. And it was very frustrating. And even with this biotech, I try to control everything about it. The pain that because I always say, it's the pain you receive, what matters is your response, right? So it's kind of like, no one knows that you're in pain. No one knows what you're feeling, but they only know by your response. So I feel like the power really lies in my response, not in its delivery. So I'm always like, you really have more power than whoever's using it on you, because it's your response that matters to the outside world. It's your response that matters. Can you get to point A? Can you get from point A to point B? Like, so they do all this stuff in between point A and point B, all this interference with the biotech, but the power only lies in your lack of success, or if you are or in your response. So I truly have the power, and I truly can control what someone is trying to do to me. Except I have to work extra harder than everyone else, because I'm getting constant interference in almost the simplest things that I do, like going to the supermarket. Like, just, it's like I'm working. I always say my body is, I'm overworked and underpaid. Allegheny Health Network owes me by the hour, by the minute, and by the day back pay. I'm always working all the time. Even when I go to sleep, it's work for me to go to sleep. It's work for me to even stay asleep. It's work for me to get up. It's work for me to even go outside, because of all the stuff that is hitting my body all at once. It's like work, because I just, like, all the things that we take for granted of not feeling what I feel, is like, we as humans, I can tell you, with this biotech, it will show you how much we take for granted. We even take our freedom for granted. And just having the ability to ignore all these things that you're not used to. Like, usually people have to ignore, you know, circumstances of the day, or, you know, something somebody might have said, or, you know, maybe how they personally feel. But to have someone constantly inserting, injecting, interfering by doing all kinds of things to your body constantly through the day, when you already have enough to deal with, just being human, is a lot of work. It's like, it's extraordinarily more work. I just said when I woke up that you have me carrying an extra burden, an extraordinarily extra burden from the average American citizen or human, by carrying biotech in my body as an incubator that does all these things to me. But then you have me living lower than most average Americans. You can't tell me you wasn't trying to bring back slavery. How is that possible that I have this thing that you snuck in my body, which is extraordinarily extra, you know, walking around with microwave technology in your body that allows strangers and individuals to constantly affect you by doing things to your skin undetected through feeling, the use of feeling, communicating through the use of feeling. Right? That's extraordinarily extra. Where is the incentive as far as where is the reward as far as how I live? Look how I live, right? So you can't tell me you wasn't trying to bring back slavery. And I had used the thing of like slaves, how, you know, they carry that extra burden of labor. They pick all the cotton, but then who gets the reward? They go live in the shacks, right? After they are laboring in the hot sun, picking cotton. But who's getting the reward from that? Who benefited from that? They didn't. They didn't get their kitchen updated, their bathroom updated. They didn't get a money in the bank, a savings account. They just went back to the same conditions that they were in right before they picked cotton and after they picked cotton. The people who were rewarded were the ones that didn't even pick the cotton. So I feel the same way about this biotech. You snuck this biotech in my body that allows individuals to reach out and touch my skin and do all kinds of things to me, altering my reality minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, where I have to, you know, choose whether to ignore or respond. And then it hurts. And then I live lower than most citizens. How do you not see that aligns with like trying to roll back the clock? Like, where's the incentive? I'm not being compensated for having this in my body, and it affects me daily. So I'm like, and then you won't even cut me a break by just leaving me the fuck alone. And then you try to keep me from getting any reward from what's inside my body that you're getting a reward from after you learn all the things that this biotech can do. You don't want me to have anything, not even credit, even though it's in my body and you snuck it in my body. So I do think in many ways that you are jealous. And jealous people, what they do is they try to sabotage, dismantle, interfere, and you and that person that they're jealous of receiving any type of reward, recognition, or acknowledgement for anything. They go out of their way to do it. That's what jealous people do. They go out of their way to block, stop, distort, distract, interfere, and making sure that that person has anything or can do anything or go anywhere. And that's what someone is doing to me with this biotech. So, it's been 8 years. What are y'all waiting for? It's been fucking 8 years. You're waiting for me to die because my body is merchandise. You want my radioactive cells under a microscope. You even try to steal my patent from me. You try to steal my patent from me. And then you try to create these conditions so that you can somehow question my priorities and my morals. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You snuck an implant in my body and denied me truth, justice, and restitution for 8 years. And it was illegal. And you used it to hurt me. And I remember when I was going to buy another car, I couldn't even get an electric car. Like, you know, like, even though I like Elon, I couldn't get an electric car because they didn't have any EV stations anywhere in my town. New Kensington or Arnold, I don't think they still don't. The closest one, they had one in Harmerville. They had like an EV station, Matt. And this was back in like 2020 or 2019. They had an EV station map for Western Pennsylvania, right? And they only had one in Harmerville. And I was like, how is it that y'all hotwired my pussy and allow someone to digitally remote control a black woman's vagina, right? When the world is literally talking about global warming and the efforts to go electric and go green, but you prioritize hot wiring a black woman's vagina over going green or creating or combating global warming by making or designing or installing EV stations. So there were no EV stations around, but a black woman's vagina can be remote controlled digitally. So I question your priorities. Like, you're busy trying to turn a black woman's body into a utility and less concerned about the community, about global warming, and about safety. So I feel like you try to create these conditions to question my priorities or my judgment and morals and stuff. But you pay, how much did Dr. Fred Price and those doctors and nurses make off of my surgery? Your priorities, the people that did this to me, y'all priorities is fucked up. You got me with this biotech in my body living in this house like this because you literally try to make sure that I can only get half of what I need, right? And nothing of what I want. When meanwhile, most people, especially the rich and the famous or people who have been wronged in some way where they've been able to file a lawsuit for medical malpractice, for civil rights violations, human rights violations, usually they get enough money. They're rewarded enough money. They have enough money not only to do what they need, but also what they want. After something like this was been done to them, like you put an implant in my body that literally took away my sexual rights, my body rights, and I would even say my human rights 8 years ago, and then you used it to hurt me. But you try to make sure I only have half of what I need and nothing of what I want. And then you try to question my priorities. I question your fucking priorities. So, you know, just so you know, I know better. I'm not hoodwinked and bamboozled or gaslit by any of the stuff that is being done to me. I feel like you are burning me because I am a threat. And the threat is that I hold the truth inside of me, and my existence makes you a fucking hypocrite. And anything that you have to say about me, you basically are looking in the mirror at yourself. Literally, you're a fucking hypocrite. Any kind of judgment you pass on me, you would definitely have to pass that on yourself based on U.S. law and U.S. Constitution. Our U.S. Constitution. Literally, there's nothing that you can say about me or my choices in anything that I do, because I would actually say the same thing about you and your choices and everything that you're doing to me. That is illegal and unconstitutional.